Blog Talk Radio.
So we give him. So we lift him up. So we lift him up. So we lift him up.
Oh, my, my. Oh, my, my.
Everybody help me out. I want you to help me sing. Simple song. You know it. It just says,
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Sing, Lord, I love to sing your praise. Yeah, I'm so glad you're in my life. Oh, my, my, my.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God this morning. Lord, I lift your name on high. He said, Lord, I love to sing your praises. Oh, it's a beautiful testimony. I'm glad you're in my life. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning. Another beautiful morning that he blessed us to experience. He said so often that we lay down hoping and expecting to see this day. Only you, God, made it a reality. For with this we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts as we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For we come thanking you for your goodness. So thankful of your mercy and your grace that you've shown toward us, Lord. Oh, Father God, we're so overjoyed that you would show such grace and mercy my way, Father. We want to tell you we love you. We thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you, Father God, how you open blind eyes physically and spiritually. We thank you, Father God, how you have softened the hardened hearts, Father. You allow Christians to open up their hearts and receive your love. We said thank you. Oh, Father God, we want to tell you that we do love you. Oh, thank you, Father God, for blessing us to experience another worship service as we open our hearts and prepare, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. As we open our hearts, Father God, speak to our hearts. Bless our hearts. Speak to whom you will. Set free whom you will. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name is our prayer, Father. Bless the message, the messenger, and all those that are simple here. Turn aside to listen to thee. In Jesus' name is our prayer, Father. Amen. Amen. We thank God this morning. This morning we thank him for this day, our daily bread. Thank him for how he counted a victory and he counted joy in advance, how he's going to bless us this day. So we come with hearts overjoyed and elated as we're still in Mark, John Mark, the 9th chapter. Herein is this tradition of a near approach Christ's kingdom. We have a glimpse of the kingdom, which is given in this transfiguration of Christ. It was a good away from the world. It's good for us to be away from the world and draw ourselves along with Christ. And how good to be with Christ glorified in heaven with all the saints. Think about this, if you will. When it is well with us, we are apt not to care for others. Oh, Lord, and in the fullness of our enjoyments, we forget the many wants of our brethren. But I'm so glad God owns Jesus and accepts him as his beloved son, and he is ready to accept us in him. Therefore, we must own and accept him as our beloved Savior and must give up ourselves to be ruled by him. It's a necessity that we give up ourselves to be ruled by Christ. Is that Christ does not leave our souls, leave the souls with joy and company. Jesus explained to the disciples here, and we'll find out in this Mark the 9th chapter, the prophecy about Elias. This was very suitable to the ill usage of John Baptist. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And starting here at this 14th verse, the 13th verse, but I say unto you that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listen, as it is written of him. When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, salute him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? Jesus asked the scribes that. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whatsoever he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away, and I spake to the disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. This is Jesus speaking with his, with them there. Oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowing, foaming, and he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child, oh Lord, and old times, it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus let him know. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Oh, hallelujah. How beautiful it is to unfocus on the situation. Don't focus so much on the situation, but believe that God, when we ask of him, that he's able to do just what we're asking of him. But don't look at the current situation, because the adversary will deceive you with circumstance and situation. But believe on him that is able to speak to the winds, and the winds obey. Believe in him that is able to still the troubled waters. Believe in him that's able to carry you over the rough places. He's able to make the move and oh, hallelujah, the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. He's able to change things just by speaking. Here he is. We have a child here. We have an individual here that has been, since a child, praise the Lord, has been taunted by evil spirits, you know, that would turn him. Oh, hallelujah. And that's the way it is when the adversary moves in. He tries everything he can to buffet the Christian. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm so glad that God has made it in such a, only thing we have to do is ask the Father to have mercy upon us. Though we are hated by this very great evil one, but God is able. He's able to cover us with his grace and his mercy, just as he did. Though he had to do a little rebuking here, he asked him, verse 19, and he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he had saw him, straightway the spirit turned him and fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. Oh, and the question was that, how long has he been in this shape? If you don't mind me paraphrasing, all time he had cast him unto the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou, hey, hallelujah, I like this right here, but if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thine mind unbelief. Lord, I believe. But there is something, oh, hallelujah, something that in my unbelief I need a little help with, that I might believe. Help, Lord, I believe. But help. Mm-hmm. Help, 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 help thine unbelief. Mm-hmm. In other words, Lord, increase. Mm-hmm. Just like in Luke, the 17th chapter, the fifth verse, and the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Increase, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried out and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. You know, sometimes we have to spend a little bit more time with the Lord, fasting. Sometimes to be able to be delivered, that must be some setting apart, more things that will increase thy faith. Just like in Luke the 17th. Chapter in the fifth verse, when the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. We need to prove ourselves. Hallelujah. Though the Lord know all things about us, but this will help us increase our faith, gain more strength. Oh, when we deprive the body of things that it so need to be sustained in it, but when we deprive ourselves of food, water, nourishment, that we may hear from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this are we encouraged, in this are we confident, in this are we made strong, in this is our faith increased. That's why Jesus said unto them, when they asked why they could not do it, he said, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And they departed thence and passed through Galilee. He would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. See, this was coming up on, oh Lord, coming close upon Jesus when he must suffer many things. He's preparing his disciples to let him know the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's letting them know my time is coming when I'll be delivered to the hands of men, even evil men. They shall kill him. And after that, hallelujah, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked him, what was it that ye dispute among yourselves by the way? Oh, hallelujah. God knows our faults. He know we can't hide anything from them. That's why he knows the understanding was in a mist, and also the faith was kind of scarce right now. That's why he asked them. You know, he's listening to them reasoning among themselves, though they're saying not a word. And he came to Capernaum. He came to Capernaum. Being in the house, he asked them, what was it that ye disputed among themselves by the way? But they held the peace by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And who? And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, if any man, hallelujah, desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and serve that of all. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receive me. And whosoever shall receive me, receive it not me, but him that sent me. Oh, hallelujah. John asked him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us. And we forbade him because he followed not us. But Jesus said, forbade him not. For there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. Oh, hallelujah. For he that is not against us is on our part. Amen. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Also he told him, and whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. If thy hand offer thee to enter into life, maim than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, O Lord. For the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. O hallelujah. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It's better for the enter into halt, into life, to eternal life, than having 2 feet to be cast into hell and in the fire that never shall be quenched. For the worm, listen, for the worm dieth not. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, what a privilege. Oh, listen, and if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes be cast into hell's fire. Where the worm dieth not and fire is not quenched, but everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good. But if the salt have lost its saltiness, wherewith will ye season it and have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another? So beautifully, Lord, explain all things to them of this matter. Back up to the 30th, the time of Christ's suffering drew nigh, and he had been delivered into the hands of devils, and they had done this. It had not been so strange, but that men should thus shamefully treat the Son of Man, who came to redeem and save them, is wonderful. Still observe that when Christ spake of his death, He always spake of his resurrection, thank you, Jesus, which took the reproach of it from himself. Should he have taken the gift of it from the disciples, many remain ignorant because they are ashamed to inquire at last that while the Savior teaches so plainly the things which belong to his love and grace, men are so blinded that they understand not his things. We shall be called to account about our discourse and to account for our disputes, especially about being greater than others. You know, they was wondering who would be in the 35th verse, and any man desire to be first, the last shall be, the same shall be last of all and the servant of all. Oh, but who shall be accounted to about our discourse and to the account for our dispute, especially about being greater than others, those who are most humble and self-denying, most resemble Christ, and shall be most tenderly owned by him. This Jesus taught them by a sign, and the sign was that whoso shall receive one like this child received me, so Jesus told them. If you receive this supper, the little children, to come unto him. Many have been like the disciples, ready to be silent men who have success in preaching to sinners, repentance, Christ, in Christ's name, because they follow not with them the blame. Our Lord blamed the apostles, reminding them that he who taught miracles in his name would not be likely to hurt his cause. If sinners are brought to repentance, to believe failure, and to live soberly, righteously, and godly lives, we then see that the Lord works by the preacher. Hallelujah. If it was repeatedly said of the wicked, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was telling them this, and then he told them that the worm died not as well as the fire is never quenched. Hallelujah. The 41 through the 50th verse, he talks about this. That the fire is never quenched. Doubtless, remorse of consequences and kin self-reflections are this never-dying worm. Surely it is undergo all possible pain, hardship, and self-denial, and to be happy for ever hereafter than to enjoy all kinds of worldly pleasures for a season. Listen. That's why we should be careful how we live. Be careful how we live, because everything will be tried by fire. Hallelujah. And oh, we are the salt of the earth. We should be here irritating things that are unrighteous. You know, we shouldn't be so easy to go along with. He said, in the 49th verse, he said, everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Good. It's good for salt, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, if we here as Christians, we are the salt of the earth, you know, and salt, it gives season to food. We should be giving season to this old world. We should be a light that's set up on the hill. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But if we have some kind of way have lost our saltiness, for will ye season it, have salt in yourselves, have peace one with another, how we will regain our saltiness, start doing the things that are pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can regain our saltiness. We can regain the thing, our strength. We can regain, we'll be able with fasting and praying, we'll be able to deliver those with the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with the strength, we'll be able to do it because we have set ourselves apart and try to keep the faith, try to remain saltiness, try to be right when it's so popular to be wrong these days. Right have become wrong, and wrong have become right in the eyes of so many. But God is looking for those that are set apart. Hallelujah. That's why why he must be suffering with them so long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He want our mind to be conditioned, hallelujah, to what he wants, what he desires in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is what I have for you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. This is what. This is, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for his blessings, his greatness, his wonderfulness. The time is now. If is one, like a little prayer, like the scripture, be explained a little bit more. The time is now. Hallelujah. If it's just one prayer, I just want to say thank you. Oh, beautiful. Here we have our Amy has beautiful, so blessed us with these beautiful nuggets. Oh, the sound of sorry. Revelation 21, 1 through 5. He who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear you. I make all things new. It occurs so that the sinners are a reminder of a powerful reality. Our world is sadly broken. Whether the sirens tell us of criminal activity or personal tragedy reminds us that something is desperately wrong and need to be made right. God whispers of comfort, quiets the noise of our trials. Hallelujah. Yeah, I hear you. Sound the sound of sorry. Look up. Hallelujah. Oh, I hear you. Beautiful. Another one to send it. Said, look up. Oh, Psalms. Hallelujah. Psalms 121. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Yeah, that's it. A long life's path we need to keep our eyes fixed on God, our source of help. When we're feeling overwhelmed, hallelujah, discouraged, it's all right to say aloud, look up. Yeah, I hear you. I look up to you, Father, for you are the one who can help me. Thank you for the joy and trials in my life right now. I am grateful that I never walk alone. Keep your eyes on God, your source of help. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, true communication. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, blessing. Acts, the second chapter, the first through the 12th. A crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Yeah, Acts not speak or understand many languages, but we know that the Holy Spirit equips us to connect with people in other ways. Amazing. We are God's hand and feet and mouth to further his mission. Yeah, praise the Lord. Beautiful. Amen. Say how we might, with the Spirit's help, reach out to someone unlike us. Praise the Lord. Love. Yeah, that's it. Love is a language everybody understands. Amen. And one thing I love about it, hallelujah, is universal. No matter what language you're in, hallelujah. Hallelujah is universal. God is love is the language everybody understands. Hallelujah. We thank God today for the sound of sirens. We thank God for look up, and we thank God for true communication. God has so blessed us this day. Hallelujah. We thank him for his goodness and his mercy and his guidance and how he so unfold things for us. Hallelujah. So there will be no hands up, no one. We'll just pray and let God have his way. Father God in heaven, Father my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We should thank you for your mercy. We're so thankful, God, how you so blessed us this day. We ask you to continue to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us as you talk with us throughout the day, as you guide us, as you keep us in thy care. Help us along the way, Father God. Help us to hear your voice. Bless us, Father God. Protect us from the fiery darts as we try to walk in righteousness, the things that you would have us to do. Bless us and give us the strength to do those things in the midst of adversity. Oh, Father God, when it's sometimes we feel we're walking alone, bless us to be strong. Hallelujah. Oh, and then comfort us when we feel that we're weak, Father. We look unto your strength in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you that we do love you, and we do thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your kindness that you showed towards in abundance over and over again. Bless us to be careful with your grace and your mercy that you showed unto us. Thank you for this love. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for this time that you blessed us to set apart that we may reason in thy word. Thank you for all that came out. Thank you for, oh, Sister Martha, how she has blessed us continually, day in and day out. We thank you. We want to tell you that we love you. Bless those, Father God. Oh, bless those that are at work, Father God, and bless them to do thy will. Bless those, Father God, that are still seeking you. Bless them, Father God. Those that are still trying to make the decision, we ask you to bless them as well. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we want to tell you we love you, and we thank you for all things. Bless me, Father God. Help me to be a good servant for you. Continue to give me strength, wisdom, and knowledge, courage, and understanding. Oh, to do what you would have for me to do in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. We pray and we thank God. Thank you for the message of the messenger on this day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You are.